Today's daf is daf Ayin Gimel. We're beginning the fifth parak of Bava Basra, Hamocha es Hasfina. So the Mishnah says, Hamocha es Hasfina, a person who sells a boat. So Machar es HaTorin, he sells along with the Torin, which is the mast, Ves HaNes, which is the sail, Ves HaOgen, which is the anchor, Ves Kol HaMadin Higim Osa, and all the other types of things that help lead and the ship move through the water. Avalo Machar los HaAvodim, but the slaves that help facilitate the boat are not part of the sail. Velo esa martsufim, which are the bags that carry all the cargo. Velo esa antiki, neither the cargo, neither is part of that sail. However, bizman shamer lo, when he says he v'chol mashe basocha, so then harei chulon mechur. And if he says the sfina and everything that's within it, then all those different items are going to be included in the sail. So the Gemara says now the torin iskaria, which doesn't help us much. It's but the Torah means the mast. V'chein hu omer, that's what the pasuk says. Erez milvanon lakachu. So he took wood, cedar wood from Lebanon, lasos Torah and alayach, in order to make the Torah, which is understood to be a Torah, is the mast. So nes is an adara. The nes is the sail. V'chein hu omer, that's what it says in the pasuk. Sheish birkama b'mitzrayim haya mifraseich lios lach. So he embroidered a linen from Egypt. So he took the sheish berikma, the linen from Mitzrayim, and he mefrasech, he paris, he spread it, the os lechalones, to be a sail. So he spread it like a cloth, and it worked to hold on to catch the wind. Ogin is referring to Tani Rebbe Chia, Elu Oginin Shelah, it's referring to the anchor, Vechein Hu Omer, Halahein Tisaberna, Adashe Yigdalu, will you wait for me, Halahein, will you wait for me until they are grown, Tisaberna, Adashe Yigdalu, again, will you wait for me until they get older, Halahein Taagna Leviltios Leish, will you hold yourselves back, like anchor yourself from marrying another man? So we see there that this word ogin, lashon aguna as well, to be hold back and not being anchored down, not being able to marry, that's lashon aguna, so that's what ogin means, to be anchored. Manhigin, the ones that drive it, so Amar Rabbi Abba, Elu HaMishotin Shalah, these are referring to the oars. That is also part of the sail. V'chein Omer, that's what the pasuk says, Alonim Mibashan Asu Mishotayach. Of oaks from Bashan, the Elon, Lashon a tree, from Bashan, they made Misotayach, that which helps you swim, which are referring to the oars. Vibaisema, others suggest Mehacha, V'yardu Me'ani Yosesem Kol Tovse Masot. That from their boats, from the anios, from all their boats, all those that grasp tofes hold on to the oar. So you see from these two places that it refers to mishotin, is referring to the oars. So Tanur Rabban in the Braisa tells us now, Hamocher es Hasfina, a person sells a boat, Macher es Iskala, he sells the gang plank. Not really sure what that is. It refers to a galley stove, according to Rabbeinu Gershom. That means nothing to me. I'm sorry. There are no pictures.
It's just the plank you go up on
when
the
you
boat.
Say walk the plank.
That's what referring to?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
That
was really true.
That's just the shortness.
It was really true. That's walk the plank. That's really a concept. It wasn't just in the movies of Peter Pan.
The plank is how you get onto the boat.
Oh, just getting on the boat. Okay, just.
But when you're in the middle of the sea, when they're really in the ocean, there's no other side.
That's how the pirates.
Okay. Fine. The water, the reservoir which was there on the ship to drink from, and that's also part of this sale. Rabbi Nassan Omer, Hamochers Asfina, Macher Esa Bitzis. What's Bitzis? So I have down here, based on the Rashbam, it's referring to a small rowboat that was, you know, if you have to get from the big boat to the island, something else, a small little boat, a skate boat. So fine, he sells that. Sumchus Omer, he adds, Hamochers Asfina, Macher Esa Dugis. He sells the Dugis along with it, which is this, according to the Gemara, will tell us in a second, is it referring to the same thing as the Bitzis, the same thing. So Amar Rava, Rava says, Bitis Hainu Dukis, it's the same thing. So Rabbi Nassan Bavula, he came from Bavel, Havakarele Butis, they called it a Butis. And Kidamri Inchi, Butiasa Thimashan, the people would say, the Butiasa is of Meshan. Okay? So the small boats of the Meshan River, apparently. But Tsumchas Dibar Eretz Yisrael was from Eretz Yisrael, Karile Dugis. He used the Hebrew word based on Kedichsiv Acharischem Besiros Duga. And your progeny will be carried off in small fishing boats. Okay, so now we get to the exciting Agadah. Now this is a very important Agadah. The Rishonim talk about how literally do we take Agadah. So there's a whole range. Some say we shouldn't take any of these stories literally at all. There's a mashal for Davar Musar in terms of Musar, the how Yitzhahara works. Others say it has to do with a deep sodos in Kabbalah. Others say, no, it is meant to be taken literally. There's the two elements. There's, of course, a deeper meaning, but there's also, they should be taken, the Marsha says, you should also understand them as a bipshuto as well, whatever that means. So hard for us to imagine these things happen, but Marsha says they did happen, and we have to understand it as best as we can, but there's also a deeper meaning. The Rambam writes in the Perish Mishnayos that Agarta is extremely, extremely important to learn, and it has hidden secrets within. Oftentimes, those who learn Rambam think he's all about Svara and logic. And the Agathas, they don't normally learn because it doesn't make sense to us. But the Rambam says, no, it was meant to be hidden in such a way, all the deep sodos, so regular people like us shouldn't be able to understand it. For those who received the Masorah, what they meant, that the Gemara refers to this and refers to that. If you were privy to such a tradition, the Rambam himself says the Agatha is very, very, very important. Fine. So Amar Rabba. Rabba says as follows. Ishtar li nuchusei yama. So those that go down to the sea, the sailors, told me. So we're going to have a series of stories from Rabba Bar Barchana that he heard from the sailors. So hai gala dimitaba lisvina. When a wave which sinks a ship, and some say it's referring to the Yetzihara, having that in mind. So a wave sinks a ship. Mischaze kitsutisa dinura. It looks like there's a fringe of white fire, chivarta, white fire, bereisha on the tip of this type of wave. Umachina le balvasa, but when one strikes it with a stick, the chalkik aleh, that's written on the stick, ekya, Hashem's name, or ka, Hashem tzvakos, and amen sela, v'nayach, it stops. So if you write Shemos Hashem on the stick and you hit this type of a powerful wave, so you'll be protected. So again, if it's referring to Yitzhahara, I don't know what that means, how that helps the Yitzhahara. I don't know who you're hitting. You're hitting the Yitzhahara. It's referring to literally, as Marsha says, so if you write these names, you have to see some white fire-tipped wave. You hit it with this stick. Now, yeah, so we're not going to go through it right now. Yeah, it has a whole thing, yeah. Right. Yeah, whole thing.
But when the wave hits, you always see a white
resin. Yeah. Okay, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. We'll leave it at that. So, okay, so there's a discussion here, and the Marsham asks, how could you use Shem Hashem for anything? There's an issa to use Shem Hashem to help a person do something. So he asks such a discussion, and it's discussed. Some Gemara say you're allowed to, other Gemara say you can't. And this Gemara seems to say that you can use Shem Hashem if you know what you're doing. Okay, fine. Next story.
Rajman said it's a malach.
What's a malach?
The wave, whatever it is, the
tzitzit. The wave is a malach?
Tzitzit is the nara to use
something. Which Rashba are you looking at?
Is it the wrong Rashba? Hold on.
Could be.
Tzitzit is the nara to use something.
Where? I don't see that one. My these Rashba are not bold.
Eish levana umalach
mazik. Here we go. Eish levana umalach mazik. There's this malach that's on the tip of this wave. So that makes more sense to us, right? Fine. So I'm just kidding. I'm a rabba. Rabba says, Ishtai li nichus hayama. He heard from the people going down to the sea. Bein gala lagala tlas mia parsa. Between each wave, there are 300 parsos. And 4 kilometers. Okay, fine. That doesn't mean what I need mileage to understand it.
2.5.
Okay. And ruma de gala tlas mia parsa. And the height of each wave is 300 parsas. So this certainly is not true of the waves that we say, unless it's one of the tsunamis, maybe. Zimna chada have azlina b'orcha. One time he was going on the way, on the derech, udalina n'gala, and a wave lifted him up so high, dali, to lift him up, ad chazina, until he saw bei marbet parte de kochva zuta. He was able to see the place, the resting place of the smallest star. So that's how high he was up in space. The havilin, it appeared to me, Kimivaze arbaim grive bizra de kardila. And it was large enough to sow 40 measures of mustard seed. That's how big the star was. Or maybe the wave he's referring to. Not sure the wave or the star. Okay. Vidalin and tfei, and if the wave had lifted me up even higher, have a maklina and mehavle, I would have been burned from the heat of the star. Virami le gala gala le chaverte, and we heard that one wave called to another wave. Chavirti, my dear friend, the other wave, shav kas mide ba'ama delo shitafse. Have you spread anything in the world that you have not flooded? Dinesi ana unabde, so that I can still come and destroy it. Do you leave something for me to destroy? What one wave wanted to know? Amrlei, so the wave replied back, Puk chazi gvurta demarach, go and see the power of your master, go see the power of the of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Melo chuta chala velo avri, I cannot even cross a thread breadth of sand of the shore. Shenemar ha'osi lo sirau nu'um Hashem, will you not fear me, says Hashem? In miponai lo sachilo, will you not tremble before me? Asher samti chol gvul ayam, who has made sand a boundary of all the sea, chak olam lo yavrenu, an everlasting statue never to be transgressed. So he's saying here that he is limited. There's plenty of land that I haven't destroyed yet because the Kadosh Baruch Hu told me that I can't pass over the sand of the sea of the beaches. So there's plenty. Okay, not sure what to do with that.
He has no rishus to do it.
Exactly. So there is more for this other wave to. If that wave has rishus, he can do something. Okay. Vaiter. Amar Rava. Rava says, "Lididi chazi le hurman." So I saw hurman, who is Bar Lilis, the son of Lilis, so some type of shade. So ki karait akufia adeshura demichuza. As he was running, this shade was running along the battlements of the wall of Mechuza. So then Rahid Parsha. And then there is a person riding a horse on an animal below where he was running on top of the wall. The shade was on top of the wall, and then there was a person riding the on the floor below. And he couldn't keep up with the shade on top with a horman. Zimnechada, one time, there were two mules that were saddled for horman. Vikaiman, and he was standing. They were standing. Atre Gishre de Rognag, and two bridges of the river of Rognag. Vishavar Mehai Lahai Mehai Lahai. And Hurman was jumping back forth from one mule to the next. Vinaki Tre Mizge de Chamer Biyadi. He was holding on to two full glasses of wine. He was an acrobat here, a juggler. Umorik Mehai Lahai Mehai Lahai. He was pouring the wine back and forth as he was jumping from one mule to the next mule on this bridge over the river. Lo Natva Nitovta Laara, and not a drop had fallen to the ground. That very day, Yalu Shemaim Yerdu Suhomos Hava. And that day, it was a tremendous downpour. And Adishami Be Machus of a Kalu. And finally, the king's men heard about what he was doing and they killed him. Okay, fine. Not sure what to do with this either. But again, if you want to read the long footnotes on the bottom here, there's a lot of discussions of what the Gra thinks, what's going on here. The next story is Amar Rabba. Rabba says, Lididi Chazili, I saw Urzili Bar Yome. I saw myself a young Re'im one day old. They have a Kar Tavor. It was the size of a mountain of Tavor, pretty large. Par Tavor Kamahavi, how big was Har Tavor? Arba Parsi, four Parsa. And Mushava the Tavare, the length of the neck, was Tlasa Parsi, it was three Parsa. Ube Marbasa, and where it rested, Deresha Parsa Apaga. The place where its head would rest was a Parsa and a half. So, okay. So Rami Kufta, it went to the bathroom. And Visachar lay the Yardana, and it dammed up the Yardane. Okay, next story. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana. Lididi Chazi lay hahi akrukta. I saw a certain frog, the Havi Ki Akra Tagrunia. It was the size of an entire city called Akra of Haguna, perhaps Hungary, I don't know. The Akra Tagruna Kamahavi, how big is this city of Akra? So Shisin bought 60 houses. That's how large this frog was. So Asa Tanina Balai, and came along this Tanin, a monster.
How big was the city?
The city was 60 houses. Okay. Yeah. So then, which is what?
No,
yeah. And then Asa Tanina Bala, and then came along this sea monster and swallowed up this frog. So you can imagine how big this Tanin was. Asa Pushkansa came along then a female raven. Ubala the Sanina, now swallowed up this sea monster. Visalik Yasubilana, and this raven flew up to sit on top of a tree. Tachaze kama nafish chelia dilana. See how strong this tree must have been. It was able to hold on to this raven, which ate the sea monster, which ate this massive frog the size of 60 houses. Very good. So I'm a rab papa, bashmuel ilo havi hasim lahimni. Had I not been there, I would not have believed this. So okay. So we also, we're not there. We won't believe it, but we have to believe it. This is what we're told by Amunus Chachamim. The next story is Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana Zimne Chada Havika Izlina Besfinte. One time I was going on a ship with Chazina Dahu Kavra. I saw a certain fish, the Yosvi Leach Latina Buusia, and something small is creeping up into its nose. And what?
Small sherets.
Sherets, okay. And Varatuchu Maya Vishad Yulaguda. and the water had expelled this the dead fish and threw it onto the shore. V'char minei shisin mechuzei, and it destroyed 60 mechuzei, 60 cities. V'achu minei shisin mechuzei, and the other 60 cities that were not destroyed were able to eat from this fish. It was that big. U'malchu minei shisin mechuzei, and other 60 cities were able to salt the fish and preserve it. That's how much of the fish there was to go around. U'mili michad galgala, and they filled from one eyeball of this fish, Gilgal de'ena, tlas mea garve mishcha. They were able to fill 300 barrels of oil from just one eyeball. The chihadron lebatar tereis ayachi shasa. And when we returned to the scene after the 12 months of the year, of all the different cities taken from this fish, chazina, we saw the havikam minasre megamar b'metlasa. We saw that there were sawn bones from the beams from the bones to make cuts out of the bones. And they wanted to now rebuild those 60 cities that had been destroyed. Okay, next story is Amar Rabba Bar Barchana. Again, he heard once we were going on a ship. They saw a certain fish. And there was a sand on the back of this fish, like a whale, let's say. And a garden had and a meadow had sprouted on top of this sand that was on top of the fish. Safrina Yabeshtahi, and we thought it was a regular dry land. It was an island in the middle of the ocean. Visalkinana, and we went up to it. Vafina, and we started to cook and bashin and bake and cook. Agabe on the top of this island. Vichad cham gabe ispa hapich, when its back of the fish became so hot, they didn't know it was a fish. So then the fish had turned over. And Vilav the Havi Mikarva Svinte, had the boat not been so close to us, Hava Tavina, we would have drowned had the boat not been nearby. Okay. Amarabba Babarchana, Zimna Khada one time Hava Azina Bisvinte. We were traveling on a boat, Uskoi Svinte, and the boat was traveling Bain Shitsa Lashita de Chavara, between one fin to another fin of that fish. And of one fish, Tlasin Yoma, Utlasa. 3 days and three nights, they're still trying to go from one fin to the next fin of the very same fish. Na'ib is Kifa, and the fish was going against the wind. Vada and Bishipul, we were going with the wind. So they're going opposite directions, which of course is going to cover more ground that way. And still, it took 3 days and three nights to get from one fin to the next fin. You can imagine how long this fish is. The Chitema lo Baske Sminta Tuva. And if you say maybe the ship wasn't traveling very fast during that time, so not true, but also Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi returned back from Eretz Yisrael, Amar, he clarified the case and says, Kimecham kumkuma demaya. It was traveling from the time it takes to heat a cauldron of water. Maske shisin parse, the ship traveled 60 parcels in that amount of time. So it's going pretty fast. And Vishade parsha gira kadmile. And a cavalryman shot an arrow, and the ship outpaced it. So it was going pretty fast.
Really fast.
Ravashi says, "Hahu gildana yamahave." And this fish, the type of fish, is called a gildana of the sea, dishlei trei shaiti, which has two fins. So this was the type of, I guess not most fish have one fin. This fish have two fins, and it was a pretty large one that it took, again, 3 days, three nights to catch up to it. Again, going opposite directions and traveling really fast, faster than an arrow, which Ricky says goes very fast. Okay, fine.
It doesn't say which ocean it took place
in? Yeah, I'm guessing the Mediterranean. That was really what they were asking. Yeah, that's all they had really there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not in the Dead Sea.
Not that too. Yeah, I don't think fish really live there. Okay, fine, let's go weiter. Amar Rabba Bar Barchana. The ninth story we have that he heard from the tales of the salesmen, so the sailors, rather. So he says, Zimna chada have azlinan besfinta. One time, we were going on a ship, v'chazinan hahut tzipra, and he saw a certain bird, t'kaim ad kartzule b'maya, and it was standing, the ankles were in the water. It was like, I don't know, flamingo standing in the water. And Reisha Baraki, but its head was all the way up in Shemayim. Barmina Lekamayim, we thought maybe there's no water because we saw the ankles, and we thought it was maybe a very shallow area that this bird was standing in. And Ubaina Lechos La Kru Nafshin, and we wanted to go down in the water to cool ourselves off. And Nafik Baskala, and out came a heavenly voice, Vamerlan says to us, Lo Techu Sahaka, don't go down here, it's quite dangerous. The Naflis Lechatita La Bar Nagra, an axe, a carpenter's axe, dropped here. Hashav Shani, 7 years ago. Lokamate Ahara. It hasn't yet reached the floor of the ocean, so I wouldn't advise going in this sea. Not because there's a lot of water, rather because it's there are a lot of rapids here, and therefore I guess it causes it to go back and forth and doesn't settle, so it's not the depth but more the danger of the movement. So Amar Ravashi, Ravashi says, Hahu ziz sadai hu, that it's a moving thing of the field. That's what it's known as. That's the bird. The bird was called. And this type of bird was standing. So this ziz sadai was the bird that we're referring to that was so tall. Okay, next story. The one time we were once walking in the desert. So now he's in the desert. He traveled a lot, certainly. And Chazin and Hanu Av Vaze. And they saw certain geese, Deshamti Gadfayu Mishamnayu, whose feathers fell out. And the Kanagdi Nachle the Mishcha Mitusayu, and there were streams of oil from the fat, from the goose fat, were dripping out and flowing rivers. Aminalhu, I said to them, Islam Megavaihu Chelkal Alma Da'asi. So I don't know why he asked the geese this. I think his Gemara's name, the Bracha, say if you see a goose in the dream, it's a Simon Tov, I think. So yeah, he had a correspondence with the geese and he asked them, that's the question we ask Eliyahu Navi. He asked the geese that question. Will we have a chelik in Olam Haba? That's what he had posed to them. Chada Dali Gadfei. So one goose lifted its wings up, and Chada Dali Atmin. The other one raised its thigh. So Kiyasa Lekamid Rabbi Elazar Amrili. When I came to Rabbi Elazar, he said to me, Asidun Yisalitein Alein Esadin. Kaisa is going to, in the end, be held accountable because of these geese. So what was the response? What was the lifting of the wing and the lifting of the thigh? What's significant to that? So the Rashbam says it will show that the tzaddikim will enjoy eating the wing. And others say they'll enjoy eating the thigh, that they will have a chelik in it. And so what's this idea that Rabbi Lazar says they're going to asidin yisrael litein alein sadin? So Rashbam explains here because of the tsar bali chayim here. What's the Rashbam here? Rashbam,
second to last line.
He says, "Esadin shebechatosam misakev Mashiach. Because of them, they're holding back the coming of Mashiach. V'yeshlam tsar balechayim lo'osin avzim me'achmas shumim. Because of their fat. So this is a very important halacha. Can you way you feed certain animals, perhaps veal and stuff? The way they're fed, if it's tsar balechayim, perhaps one shouldn't eat it. Now the Gemara doesn't say that it's us to eat these geese here." But at the same time, one who's violating Tzar Bal Chaim and feed animals in such a way, it's a pretty serious thing, a very serious thing, that it's Misakev, the Mashiach, and Klaiso will be held accountable on this. Because again, there's certain foods, certain animals that are fed in such a way of Tzar Bal Chaim. I guess they fanned up the geese so much, so it's considered Tzar Bal Chaim. Okay. Gemara now says, Akota Nemanaka Simin, Kafra, Ditchelta, Chakta Akarba Lasalta. See these upcoming sigas, Tcheles is referring to Afra, rather dirt, and like to Tcheles and the sting of a scorpion in his basket. So let's see the stories. So we'll read maybe two more stories and we'll stop here. Amar Rabba Barbar Chana, the Zimnacha, the one time Hava Ka'izlinam be Madbura. One time they were walking in the desert, is Lave Bahadan Hahu Taya, and a certain Arab was accompanying us. Tavashakal Afra, and he was taking the dirt. And Marachla, he would smell the dirt, and Amar, he would say, Hai Urchal Aduch de Pollen. This is the way to get to such a place. He had such a Kawachareach, he's able to smell his way to a location. Hava Urchal Aduch de Pollen, and this is the way to go to a different location. So Amrin Lay, we said to him, Kama Marachikin Mimaya, how far are we from water? We want to travel, we want to drink water. Amrilan, he says to us, Havali Afra, give me some dirt. He gave them some dirt. Parsa. So he said, oh, it's around 8 parsa away from water. So then we repeated the same thing and gave it to him. Amrilam, he says to us, now we're 3 parsa away. Afkaslay. And then he switched around the dirt to trick him, to really test him. He gave him the dirt from before. And lo yachaslay, he couldn't, but he couldn't best him. He said, no, this dirt, it tells us we're 8 parsa away. So he was able to, trying to trick him, but he wasn't able to trick this Arab who knew how to smell his way to any location. Okay. Amrlai, the next story is, and we'll finish with a story. Again, I wish there was more I could tell you guys, but unless you read the scroll, there's not much to make of this. So Amrlai, so this Arab said to me, This is very, very important. This is halacha l'maisa sugi right now. So come, let me show you. I want to show you where the people died in the Midbar for those 40 years, where they're buried. I went and I saw the dami kiman de mibasme. They looked as if they were drunk, like chayv inish lebesume. They looked like they were drunk. And the gani aparki, they were lying down on their backs. Vavizikifa birke de chayv minayu. And one of the knees was bent up while lying down. It was bent up. The isle tayayo tuse barke birke, and the Arab merchant went below this knee. And kirachiv gamli, he was riding on a camel. Uzikifa Rumchain is holding up a spear. Below Nagibe wasn't able to touch the bottom of that knee, showing how tall they were in the midbar, or how short this perhaps this Arab merchant was. Again, that's how to take it literally. What the deeper meaning is, I don't know. So then this is where the halacha l'maaseh comes up. Paski chad the karnia detchel to dechad minayu. I cut off one corner of the of tittis. He wanted to know what the psak how to tie tittis properly. Was it like the Ramam? Was it like the Ravid? The Techelas? How to do it? So he cut off one of the tittis. But it wouldn't. I couldn't move on. Something got stuck. The camel wouldn't move. He was stuck. He couldn't move anymore. So Amar Li. So the Arab said, Dilma shaklas amide minayo. Did you perhaps steal something from the Mesei Midbar? Ahadre. So return it back. You obviously stole something. You can't take their property. The Gemiri, we have a tradition, man de shaku mide minayu, lo mistagile. The Mesorah tells us someone who takes any part, any the property of the Mesei Midbar, they're immediately going to, they can't move, they're stuck. So azal ahadarte, I went and returned it, v'hadar mistagile, then I was able to keep going weiter. Ki asi lakame de rabbanim, when I went to the rabbis, amrilei, ko abra chamra, they said every Abba, this is referring to right now, Rabbi Barbarchana, every Abba is like a chamer, as stupid as a donkey. V'chal bar bar b'chana sichse. Anyone who's a bar b'chana is a fool. My hilchasa of this hachi. What did you? Why do you cut off the tzitzis? Because lemeide ikibei shami ikibei sil. He wanted to know how he paskind. So what you should have done is ibaylach lemimnei chud, and you should have counted the strings ulemimnei chud. Yes, you could have counted them. That would have served the same purpose as actually cutting it off, and you would have had an answer. So the reason why this is so significant in terms of halacha lemaisa. Because when there's a whole discussion of the Brisker Rav and others, whether or not you could use historical evidence and artifacts to prove a halacha. I mean, once we lost the Mesorah, so then maybe we're stuck until we hear from Eliyahu Navi what the halacha is, the Mashiach comes. Or can you prove from historical from artifacts how certain things work? How do you reprove something? So the big discussion when it comes to Techeles. Some say Techeles you can't prove anymore from just because you have Raya's, because the Gemara Menachos says it should be like this and it should be like this, and you have the exact procedure done. Once it's been lost from the Mesorah, it's been lost forever. Others say no, the Gemara here clearly shows if you could prove somehow, historically, scientifically, then you can reestablish a Mesorah. That's one of the important parts of this this Gemara here. Okay, we will stop here. And we'll continue tomorrow.